This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump land, and I'm always on the warpath. There's so many liberals, so many commies, so many Marxists, so many globalists, so many open borders losers. We're fighting them all. It's a civil war. And I'm here by your side. Newsmax TV, by the way, is on in hour number three. That'll be a little less than 1 hour for now. And starting in just about a month and a half, November, what do I keep saying? November 13th, is it? Yeah, November 13th is when we debut on Cox Cable here in Las Vegas. And also the entire Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson, the entire San Diego area. 6.2 million cable customers of Cox are going to get The Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, channel 96, starting on November 13th. I believe it's November 13th. Very cool to be on in Las Vegas, my hometown, in addition to Dish TV and Direct TV, and in addition to watching for free at NewsmaxTV.com at exactly 5 o'clock in Vegas, 8 o'clock East Coast time, or watching on the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's free. And if you're not getting it right now, wherever you're listening to my voice, just call this toll-free phone number at Newsmax TV, and they will connect you to your cable system wherever it is in the United States. They'll connect you to the exact right number, the exact right department, and you tell them you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite host, Wayne Allen Root. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. We're in about 70 million homes and reach 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. By the end of the year, we'll be in 80 million television homes. All right, what's in the news? This is a great article. It's all going to help him. Normal Democrats see little upside to impeaching Trump and worry it will backfire. Democrat voters surveyed by Reuters fear that impeaching President Trump over the Biden-Ukraine scandal will backfire, giving him a boost in the 2020 U.S. election. In short, congressional Democrats looking to impeach have major credibility issues after the Mueller report failed to show that Trump colluded with Russia, and a transcript of his call with Ukrainian President Zelensky failed to show Trump strong-arming him into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden and his coke addict son. I'm reading from the article, but it's interesting they call him Hunter a coke addict son, right? He was kicked out of the Navy like 2 months before he got the big Ukrainian energy company job. There were conflicting reports. Some say $50,000 a month. Some say $80,000-plus a month. But either way, here he is, a coke addict, kicked out of the Navy. And he's getting paid $50,000 to $80,000 a month. Why? Because he's got a rich daddy, because he's got a powerful daddy, because his daddy's the vice president, because of his daddy's connections, because his daddy can kill any investigation into your company, because his daddy can steer U.S. aid to him, to his company, billions of dollars worth. Why else would anybody want a coked-up young guy who's never accomplished anything in his life and knows nothing about energy to be on the board of directors of an energy company? Among the public, interviews of more than 60 voters across four of the most important counties in 2020, Republicans largely confident the impeachment process will backfire and Trump will win re-election, Democrats worried that Republicans may be right. Mark Devlin, a 48-year-old consultant from Northampton County, Pennsylvania, said he expects the inquiry to incense supporters of the president. This is my fear. It will actually add some flame to his fire with his base. I fear party over country. Meanwhile, a Reuters Ipsos poll taken on Monday and Tuesday showed 37% of respondents favored impeaching the president versus 45% who were opposed. Whew. By By the way, that 37% figure, this is funny, was down from 41% 3 weeks ago. Meaning, 3 weeks ago, 41% said they should impeach the president for nothing. Now there's actually something, they claim, and it's down to 37%, because anyone could see that something is even less than nothing. And it's down from 44% in May, after the release of former special counsel Robert Mueller's report. 39-year-old Richard Sebelia of Pinellas County, Florida, voted for Hillary Clinton in 16, said after he has a much better chance of winning another election, as scary as that sounds, meaning after impeachment, it's not even worth following because it's all going to help him. Reuters is monitoring voters in four key parts of the country that could determine the outcome of next year's November election. Pinellas County, Florida, Maricopa County, Arizona, Northampton County, Pennsylvania, and Racine County, Wisconsin, areas which will be among the most targeted by presidential candidates next year. Republicans, as expected, are firmly in Trump's camp. I don't think he did anything wrong, said 78-year-old barbershop owner Joe D'Ambrosio of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Isn't it funny? I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood. And every time I hear someone with an Italian name, they're always pro-Trump. I think every Italian male in America is pro-Trump. Joe D'Ambrosio. You don't get more Italian than that. He applauds Trump's efforts to crack down on illegal immigration. I have not had one Republican crack or say they're turning or going against the other, or turning on him or going the other way. They're laughing it off. I think it's going to help him, says Lee Snover, chairman of the Northampton County's Republican Committee, who said she felt the impeachment inquiry was simply the latest Democrat attempt to take out Trump. That sentiment was shared at a meeting of College Republicans United at Arizona State on Wednesday. They have this idea that everyone is siding with him, that Trump is an impeachable president, when really it's only a minority, said Rose Mullet, 19, said of the Democrats' leadership of Congress, it's not a reflection of the general public. That said, Reuters is able to find at least one Republican who Trump managed to annoy enough to not only not vote for him again, but endorse impeachment. It should have been done a long time ago, said 52-year-old Chris Harmon of Maricopa County, who said he voted for Trump at 16. I'm not voting for Trump again. I tried it. It was a grand experiment. I'm not going to try it again. I wonder if that guy exists, 52-year-old Chris Harmon of Maricopa County, meaning Phoenix area in Arizona. Hey, listen, are you out there? I'd love you to call in. Boy, would that be great if you were listening. Chris Harmon in Phoenix, Arizona. Man, if you exist, I'd love you to call in and explain to me why you voted for Trump in 2016 and what he's done that would make you lose faith in him since. He was making promises in 16. He's fulfilled all those promises, and now you don't like him? He's a man of his word. Now you don't like him? 833-WAR-TALK. If you're out there, if you know Chris Harmon in Maricopa County, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, call him. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Boy, would I like to hear from him. I mentioned this in hour one. Paul Ryan, embarrassed by Trump, pushes Fox News to break from the president. It's unbelievable. He hates Donald Trump. After leaving office earlier this year, never Trumper Paul Ryan joined the board of Fox News. Now he's pushing Fox News to dump Trump. A new report from Vanity Fair describing the chaos inside Fox News, where Ryan serves as a board member, reminded readers that he's still something of a player in conservative politics. And according to the report written by journalist Gabriel Sherman, Ryan is now, after having given up all his constitutional power, finally interested in standing up to the president. The report describes the behind-the-scenes crisis emerging at Fox, which has been thrown into turmoil as Democrats' rapid impeachment push knocks the network off kilter. Most dramatically, that disruption has played out on-air feuds between host Shep Smith and Tucker Carlson. Sherman found Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott and President Jay Wallace felt compelled to intervene and tell Smith to back off, though a spokesman for the network denied this claim. The report continued, the ultimate referee of this fight will be Lachlan Murdoch. In recent months, Rupert's oldest son has been holding strategy conversations with Fox executives and anchors about how Fox News should prepare for life after Trump. See, these are all reasons why you should switch to Newsmax TV and Wayne Allyn Root. Don't ever watch these creeps on Fox again. Among the powerful voices advising Lachlan that Fox should decisively break with the president's former House Speaker Paul Ryan. He's on the Fox board. He joined in March. Paul's embarrassed about Trump and now has the power to do something about it. Ryan did not return a call seeking comment. Of course not. But a person more sympathetic to Trump has told Lachlan that Fox should remain loyal to Trump supporters even if the network has to break from the man. Sorry, guys. If you break from the man, you break from the supporters. You must not get it. You must not get it at all. Not a clue. You must be hapless. You must be idiots. You must be ignorant. If you break from Trump, everyone who watches Fox will run away from Fox. And so go do it. I dare you. Listen to Paul Ryan. I dare you. They'll all come to Wayne Root. I've been pro-Trump from the first day he drove. He stepped on that escalator and rode down the escalator. And I was never wavering, no matter what happened, no matter how many times they called him racist, anti-this, anti-that, anti-Semitic, anti-gay, anti-Muslim, a thief, a liar, a tax cheat, a loser. Doesn't matter. I stuck with him every second of the way because I know a winner when I see one. And look where I got and look where the rest of you got. All you losers who don't like Trump. Guy's one of the great presidents in American history. Certainly the most successful modern president. And I think by the time he's done with his second term, he'll be one of the most successful presidents, period. Not just modern, period. Article here about CrowdStrike, what the Democrats don't want you to see, an overview of CrowdStrike. The firm that claimed Russia hacked the U.S. and the Ukraine is now on President Trump's radar. That could very well be why Democrats are panicking. That could very well be the reason Dems are panicking about Trump's conversation with the president of Ukraine, Zelensky. Because Trump mentioned CrowdStrike. And CrowdStrike is really all about whether the Russians hacked the DNC server. And if the Russians didn't hack the DNC server, and it was literally handed to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange by Seth Rich, that's why Seth Rich is dead today. That's why he was murdered in the streets of Washington. No one took his jewelry, no one took his cash, no one took his wallet, no one took his watch. They shot him dead like a dog in the street. And they didn't want anything from him. It was a hit. And if you find out that CrowdStrike's a fraud, and that there was never a hack by Russia of the DNC server, and that it was all about Seth Rich, then you know who did the hit. That's what this is all about. Democrats are panicking. Wayne Root is going to turn out to be right again. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Florida. Headline speakers at AmFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show on USA Radio Network. New evidence shows Democrat Adam Schiff had whistleblower accusations a month ago, and a team was used to create the junk document and plot the attack. Folks, this is an exact carbon copy of the FISA warrant, or I should say the FISA warrant scandal. It's an exact carbon copy. This was not like some last-minute thing. This was a premeditated attempt to destroy the president, and they handed it in advance to Adam Schiff and to Nancy Pelosi and to Chuck Schumer, and it was written by a team. I read it the other day. I thought the exact same thing. The minute I read it, remember, I was a pre-law major at Columbia University, and I look over so many legal documents as a businessman. You know, my lawyer is the one who, my lawyer Lee is the one who, you know, actually, I hand the contract to him, and he sends it back to me with notes. And I send it back to him, and he sends it back to me, and we craft a contract. We respond to a contract with a new contract with changes. I'm as good, and he always says, you're as good as a lawyer, man. You're good. And I looked at this document, this whistleblower document, and I said on this show, I think 2 days ago or 3 days ago, whenever we found out about all this, it was whenever it was released, actually, and I read it. I said, this is hysterical. Nobody wrote it. This is the entire CIA might have written this. All the CIA's top analysts might have written this. The law firm that represents the CIA may have written this. The DOJ Justice Department may have written this. The top lawyers money could buy for the DNC may have written this. Democratic Party and the Democratic National Committee may have hired lawyers to write this. But this was not one guy sitting in a room with a number two pencil. This is a joke. This is a sophisticated document that only a team of lawyers could have written. And I turned out to be right. And they wrote it way in advance and handed it to Schiff. He knew about it before it even came out. And now it turns out he's a CIA officer, the whistleblower, which means this is a deep state plot with a bunch of spooks. Little is known about this alleged whistleblower, but the Times reported he has since returned to the CIA. And we know from previous reports the whistleblower has arguable political bias in favor of a rival political candidate. Following the release of the whistleblower report by House Intelligence Committee, former CIA analyst Fred Flights, who edited transcripts of presidential phone calls with foreign leaders, posted a series of tweets on this planned and coordinated attack on President Trump. Flights points out the whistleblower had a lot of help. Flights also asked that the whistleblower, who based his complaint on hearsay, may have gone to Democratic lawmakers before crafting his report. Fred Flights penned a piece in the New York Post on Friday where he argued the whistleblower complaint appears to be written by a law professor. I told you! The whistleblower complaint appears to be written by a law professor and includes legal references and detailed footnotes. This is a joke. The guy wrote War and Peace. It has an unusual legalistic reference on how this complaint should be classified. This wasn't a deep state spook attempt to defeat Donald Trump and pull off a coup again. And now there's evidence that Schiff likely found out about the whistleblower bogus accusations in August when he tweeted about it. He tweeted out in August, this is Adam Schiff's tweet, Trump is withholding vital military aid to Ukraine while his personal lawyer seeks help from the Ukraine government to investigate his political opponent. It doesn't take a stable genius to see the magnitude of this conflict or how destructive it is to our national security. How did you know that? How did you know that, Adam Schiff? Because you're in bed with communist, Marxist, socialist, globalists like George Soros and his team and George Soros' lawyers. And here's an impeachment poll. Trump's more popular than Nancy Pelosi, 44-39%. And you know all these polls are frauds anyway that oversample Democrats. So Trump's probably more popular, 54-34, by 20 points. An NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, oh, I believe that one, reveals that Americans are almost entirely divided, evenly divided on impeachment inquiry into President Trump, 49% approve, 46 disapprove. Bull spit. There's the lie right there. We already know there are polls that show like 35-55 against. But President Trump himself is still more popular, 44%, than Pelosi at 36. Mitch McConnell even less popular, 32%. And half of those who aren't registered to the Republican or Democratic Party, 50% of independents, oppose the inquiry. Democrats have no shot, none. But the funniest story of the day, Hillary Clinton says at a speech at Georgetown University, says Trump has turned American diplomacy into a cheap extortion racket. Well, you would know. You invented it all. You invented the genre. Extortion. The Clinton crime family invented extortion. Isn't that Saul Alinsky? That was her mentor. Look in the mirror, blame it on the other guy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As members of Congress discuss next steps regarding the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, New York Republican Peter King says all the whistleblower information is second or third-hand information. New York Republican Peter King tells Fox News everything we're hearing from the whistleblower is second or third-hand information.
This is an intended coup by the intelligence community, people within it. There's absolutely nothing in there. This is nothing even close to President Obama said to Medvedev to tell Putin I'll be more cooperative at the election.
The Intelligence Oversight and Foreign Affairs Committees issued subpoenas today giving Pompeo until October 4th to turn over the documents, or they will consider him obstructing the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Stocks are down on reports the White House is considering limiting U.S. investments in China. The Dow lost 71 points, the Nasdaq 91, and the S&P closed down 16. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You can
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. I started buying gold. It was $300 an ounce. Bought a lot of it at $400 an ounce. Bought a lot of it at $500 and $600 an ounce. And where is it now? Well, I don't know. Actually, that brings up a good point. Let me look up CNBC right now. Where did it close today? Did it close above $1,500 per ounce? Because if it did, that's good. Yeah, it did. It's $1,503.30. $1,503.30 an ounce. I bought it at $300 or $400. You do the math. Gold is good. Prices are up $200 an ounce in just the last 90 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Many analysts see gold prices rising to between 2,000 and 10,000 an ounce. But who you buy from is most important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root, yours truly. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Free 30-minute DVD, free special report just for my fans, and a free phone call. How do you lose? What's your risk? Nothing. The only people taking a chance here are Swiss America on you. Call 800-BUY-COIN or visit SwissAmerica.com. We got our guest here. We're not taking a chance with him either because he's a great one. Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large of Breitbart News. You know how I feel about Breitbart. I love them. And the website's Breitbart.com. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Joel, how are you? Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Great. Good to be with you.
Hey, you know, you may not want to tackle this topic because it's a fellow warrior in our business, but I just wanted to see if you might have a comment. It does seem to me, and others are making the comments, that Drudge Report has become anti-Trump. What's up with Matt Drudge? Why would he go to the dark side? Why would he put up such anti-Trump headlines lately? Any idea what's going on there?
I don't know. All I know is that Matt Drudge knows how the media work, and there are a number of possibilities, I guess. He understands what's news, and this is definitely big news. And he wants to be the one driving it. So I imagine he is in that space because he sees the world coming apart and wants to tell you about it. So I don't have a read on it other than that. I wouldn't presume to guess his mind on the situation.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about your column. The Democrats' attempt at impeaching President Trump is a deep state coup, part two. And that's what I've been saying all day on this show in the last few days. Part one was Russian collusion. And kind of a mini part two was Trump's taxes. But this is a much bigger. This is up there with the Russian collusion in a major coup arranged by the deep state and CIA spooks and the DNC and government employees. And it's just, this thing stinks to high heaven, doesn't it?
It really does, and what's interesting to me is that the so-called whistleblower isn't actually a whistleblower. Spent some time in the White House. We don't know when. We don't even know if it was in this administration or another one. They're a CIA agent with some sort of expertise for Ukraine, and they pieced together bits and pieces to create this allegation that President Trump had solicited foreign intervention in the election. Trump got the transcripts out first, and there's no discussion of the 2020 election at all in that conversation with Zelensky. So the whistleblower, because he was getting second-hand information or third-hand, you know, playing broken telephone, was getting it from people who were passing it along with the worst possible interpretation. That's why the Democrats don't want the underlying evidence. Remember, in the Mueller probe, they want to see the underlying evidence. Now they don't want the underlying evidence. They want the complaint. So it really stinks. What they're trying to do is take advantage of this environment that the whole Mueller-Russia thing created to push Democrats over the edge into impeachment. And they think that, again, they're going to beat this president by having more and more people come out. But let me give a prediction to you. I think that the media are going to try to find more and more of these quote-unquote whistleblowers, many of whom will not actually be whistleblowers, but just people with access to grind. And they're going to turn this into a steady cascade of dissidents, people who don't like the policies of the administration, never-Trumpers, Obama holdovers, whoever, and they're going to come out. This accusation is really nothing, but what they're going to do is they're going to pile one on top of the other to create this public impression, same way they did with the Russia conspiracy. It's interesting, though. Now he's accused of colluding with Russia's enemy. Before he was colluding with Putin. Now he's colluding with the guys who are against Putin and fighting Putin, like literally fighting him, like with guns and stuff. So I don't know what side they think Trump is selling out to, but they're basically just reaching for whatever they can, and it's going to consume our media for at least the next year.
And what's really disgusting to me, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but there are some terrible Republicans out there who don't deserve the letter R after their name. They're not Republicans. Mitt Romney, William Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, who brought up the word execution and death penalty because Trump made a phone call. And now we've got Vermont Governor Phil Scott and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, both outspoken critics of Trump, who both are supporting the impeachment inquiry. Joel, you and I are smart guys. You look at the transcript of that phone call. There's nothing there at all. You mean a president isn't allowed to say to another world leader that it's rumored that there was some corruption involving one of our officials on your property, and we can't investigate it in the middle of Ukraine. You got to investigate it. Check it out, because we hate the swamp. We can't stand corruption. That's a crime?
Right. It's not a crime, and you don't need to be a lawyer to understand that. You can trust the ethics lawyers at the Department of Justice, because once the whistleblower complaint was handled, apparently it was referred over to the Department of Justice for criminal investigation, and they had their ethics lawyers look through it for any alleged campaign finance violation, the idea being that Trump was soliciting an in-kind contribution from a foreign source. They looked into it, and they said, nah, nothing here, and they finished it. That's it. End of story. So no crime committed. And by the way, Obama had his administration tell the Ukrainian government to investigate Paul Manafort, who was then Trump's campaign manager. Senators on the Democratic side have for years urged Ukraine to investigate Trump and Paul Manafort. So all Trump was doing was exactly what Democrats have done without any fuss or controversy, which is to urge a foreign government to investigate corrupt activity or alleged corrupt activity by Americans, because those Americans could one day assume the responsibilities of the presidency. And as we've been told over and over again by Democrats, we can't have someone who's compromised entering the Oval Office. We can't have someone who's got connections abroad that might lead them to do the wrong thing, or someone about whom there is dirt somewhere in the intelligence files of a foreign government. So the Democrats basically have nothing here, but what they're going to try to do is just hit it over and over and over again in the media. Again, all Trump was doing was asking about an investigation Biden shut down and admitted that he shut down by threatening $1 billion of our taxpayer dollars, saying he wasn't going to give it to the Ukraine unless they got rid of the prosecutor. And that prosecutor was investigating Burisma Holdings, which is an energy company, fossil fuel, by the way, on which Hunter Biden sat on the board. So, you know, this is looking really bad for Biden, but media, of course, don't want to talk about it. And they're just all talking about impeachment. They cannot get over the 2016 election, and they're trying to affect the next one. I think that they've lost control. I think that Pelosi's lost control of her caucus, but we'll see where this goes. I think some of it is very entertaining.
Look, I'm a pretty smart guy. I'm the one who called the election in 2016 and said Trump's going to win when he looked like he was down double digits in every poll. And I'm telling you, today I started my column that comes out on Sunday, and we're talking to Joel Pollack of Breitbart. My column comes out on Sunday, nationally syndicated in newspapers around the country, and I started it by saying I want to urge all good conservatives to call House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to congratulate her on reelecting President Trump. I'm telling you, there's nobody in the real world with common sense who was born in America who doesn't think this is the most absurd thing they've ever seen in their entire lives. Agree?
Yeah, and I think that most people are
silly.
The Democrats.
No, right? It's just silly.
What's that?
It's just silly. In other words, anybody looking at this goes, it's either evil or silly, but it's a waste of everyone's time.
Well, think about it. the Democrats came into office promising to do stuff on health care, and now their constituents want them to do stuff on gun control, and Trump was talking about that. That's all out the window now. You're not going to get that done while you're trying to impeach the president. I mean, they had a chance to do the people's business. They had a deal maker in the White House who's willing to compromise with them on a whole bunch of things that maybe conservatives weren't so happy he might compromise on. And they've blown it because they can't stand the fact that he was elected. So now they're going to make it all about impeachment. They're going to give every Trump-loving voter out there 10 reasons to go to the poll and bring everybody they know with them and make sure they vote, because now it's not just going to be about policy. It's not even just going to be about socialism anymore. It's going to be about saving our democracy from these people.
All right. Joel Pollack of Breitbart.com, editor, senior editor at large at Breitbart News. Great website. One of the reasons Trump is president today is Breitbart, a significant reason. And I'm sure it'll be a significant reason he's reelected by what I believe will be an electoral landslide. I've never made any predictions about the popular vote, but I think electorally he will gain electoral votes from 2016 because of great sites like Breitbart. He's co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Joel Pollack, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. And by the way, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. When I got kidney stones back in February, man, they came through. They paid for the doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, everything. They made it so easy for me. What a relief. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. And they reimbursed my son $2,000 out of a $2,500 dental bill. They've been there for me and my family for 3 years now. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, LightYourLiberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. I want to talk about my sponsor. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event in Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see the president reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, any Trump super fan who wants to have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers, Wayne Allen Root, yours truly, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, many surprises, including congressmen. I love that guy, Wayne Allen Root, especially. But there's more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Not easy getting to Miami from Vegas, by the way. You know, I live in Vegas, and just, you can go direct from Vegas to almost everywhere in America, but not Miami. There's so few direct flights, almost none, and most of the ones that are direct, the few there are like overnight red eyes. You can't get directly to Miami. I don't know why. I think I'm stopping in Atlanta on one way and on the way back in Houston. Very difficult to get to Miami. Eats up your whole day. Whereas I can get to New York direct anytime, anywhere. All right, this just out. The intel community secretly gutted the requirement of first-hand whistleblower knowledge. Isn't that interesting timing? Sometime in the last year, between May of 18 and August of 19, right when the whistleblower complaint came out from a guy who didn't actually directly hear the conversation with the president. Can you imagine a country run where you could do a complaint against the president for something you claim you heard from somebody else? There could be 50 complaints an hour. There could be 5,000 complaints an hour. It should be only someone who was there to witness it. But sometime in that year, between May 18 and August 19, the U.S. Intelligence Committee secretly eliminated a requirement that whistleblowers provide direct, first-hand knowledge of alleged wrongdoings. And that raises questions about the intelligence community's behavior regarding the August submission of a whistleblower complaint against President Trump. The new complaint document no longer requires potential whistleblowers who wish to have their concerns expedited to Congress to have direct firsthand knowledge of the alleged wrongdoing. So any liberal jerk, any liberal bought and sold creep can make up any charge they want and claim they heard it from somebody else. And this just happened to happen in time for this whistleblower from the CIA to come after Trump. If you don't think that's proof that this was all one big deep state plot, then you're a fool. A fool. And by the way, the evil of the Democratic Party, 843,000 illegals were apprehended at the border this year, more than the population of Seattle, Denver, and Boston. And Democrats today voted to end Trump's border emergency. Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it won't go anywhere. I believe Trump could override it with a veto, and he's fine, I think. But months after, remember, they claimed there was no crisis at the border. Trump sounded the alarm. They claimed there was no alarm, no reason for an alarm. And yet it continues. New figures show illegal immigration to the U.S. on a pace to double this year compared to last year. The research from Princeton Policy Advisors projects 843,000 illegal crossers will be apprehended at the southern border in 2019. But even more alarming is the projection nearly 600,000 illegal aliens will successfully cross into the U.S. undetected and undeterred this year. 843,000 illegals, greater than the population of Boston, Seattle, and Detroit. And today, Friday, every single Democrat voted to end President Trump's national emergency on the border. The vote was 236 to 174, and 11 rhinos joined Democrats in the vote. 11 rhino Republicans joined Democrats. But the point is, take away 11 from 236, it's 225. That's how many Democrats there are in the U.S. House. Every single one of them voted. There's no crisis at the border. Don't worry about it. What a joke. What a joke. And then Hillary Clinton today in Georgetown University, I told you I'd get to it. She said President Trump had turned American diplomacy into a cheap extortion racket, referencing the whistleblower's complaint about Trump's communications with Ukrainian's president, Zelensky. Clinton said, just look at our Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Her clear-eyed leadership has led the House to pass essential legislation on everything from guaranteeing health care to protecting us from gun violence. And don't you think it's about time the United States Senate did its job to vote on that legislation? Of course, we all know she has just announced the opening of an impeachment inquiry. This is Hillary talking into the president on the basis of evidence that he betrayed his oath of office to uphold the Constitution and protect and defend our country. He's turned American diplomacy into a cheap extortion racket. He's denigrated, let's be honest, stabbed in the back the career Foreign Service officers who serve bravely and selflessly no matter the politics of the administration. And now they're caught in a crossfire. She added, now sadly, we have known who Donald Trump is for some time. We knew he was a corrupt businessman who cheated people. We knew he and his campaign invited foreign adversaries to tamper with our elections. And now we know in the course of his duties as president, he has endangered all of us by putting his personal and political interests ahead of the interests of the American people. So explain to me, how did he endanger us by saying to the president of Ukraine, Biden might have been involved in a lot of corruption. Investigate it. Explain that to me.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Day.